Just one more, Chairman. Look, I think that was a good response. I think you addressed some of the issues. I agree with you that a lot of it was the old private TATs. I think the Tabcorp situation, well, the government just looked at that and said, well, that made 500-600% on their money. We don't need to support them. And Brumby obviously had a big legacy issue around the Tabcorp float when he had a big controversy around that. Just a supplementary on that, and then a separate question. Supplementary is how do you see the next state election, which is November 2010, how does that play into this licence deliberation? I mean, clearly you've got one side of politics doing something completely outrageous, ripping up agreements reached by the other side of politics, yet the licence runs beyond the term of the government. And you've said, quite correctly, we have to sit there until 2012 operating this licence before we know what will happen. So if there is a change of government in November 2010, which a lot of people are predicting will happen, given trends around the country, I think it is a reasonably important point to make that could to ask you as to where that fits into the dynamics of this licence renewal and the potential of getting any compensation.
Okay. I'd love to be able to comment on November 2010 elections, as I'm sure John Brumby and Ted Bailey would be interested as well, but they've got their own thoughts. I think, again, sticking to facts rather than speculation about the future, the facts are that there is an election due in November 2022. The fact is, I don't believe I've heard the Liberal Party come rushing out in defence of the gambling companies. I don't think they see a lot of votes in defending gambling companies. And also the fact is that under the government's existing timetable, they are due to make decisions about the tendering process and how future licences will be awarded well ahead of the cut-off date, so that people who win licences can get into place, organise themselves, etc. So by November 2010, which is really only 18 months before the cut-over date, I suspect there has to be a lot of stuff in play. And if the current state opposition is going to have a different view, they will certainly express it before then. But up to this time, Michael O'Brien, who's the opposition spokesperson on gambling matters, certainly hasn't struck me as particularly sympathetic to anyone's cause to do with gambling. You've had a new question in addition to that supplementary one.
Yeah, just a last one on general business. I don't want to sound like too much of a wowser on this issue, but I raised this at the Tabcorp AGM as well, and their CEO said, look, you know, his quote was, look, it's hard to argue against the proposition of kids in pokies venues. I know that we have a lot of venues in Victoria where we promote, you know, kids eat free. It's part of our marketing to lure families into our venues. And I think in light of this whole question of responsible gaming and government sympathy, I just think it would be a very simple policy for TATS to adopt with its venues to not have kids in venues. And I mean, I know that there's the pokywatch.org website, which has been to a couple of hundred venues around Victoria, and they say that the Croxton Park Hotel is one of the worst they've seen, where you've got a glass door right next to the pokies venue, so the kids play here and 10 steps away the parents are on the pokies, and you've got big signs up, kids eat free, and it's just a pretty grubby, you know, exercise, I would argue. Surely you can run a good, profitable pokies business without having to have a kids marketing platform around that to eke out, you know, the extra few percentage points of revenue.
Dick, would you like to respond to that?
I haven't had the pleasure of going to the hotel that you referred to. There's a couple of things. Venues that host TATS pokies gaming rooms generally offer more than just poker machine services. They'll offer bistros, they'll offer all sorts of bar activities, TAB, quite a whole range of things, and we can't and have no ability to control whether or not how they position those areas of the hotels in which we have no interest. The areas where we do have an interest, of course, are the gaming rooms, and there are very strict conditions and requirements placed on them. and they're regularly inspected by VCGR inspectors. We're not aware of any cases where the setup of those rooms breaches any of the requirements that are established by the government through VCGR. We're also, in terms of signage, I mean, there's a whole lot of, again, restrictions on signage, how you can display it. We address that very quickly as soon as we learn about it, but somebody could be putting up a non-compliant sign as I speak, obviously. But there's also a push at the moment to change the way that we can advertise even gaming rooms, and if the push goes to the degree that some people anticipate, gaming rooms won't even be mentioned in any form in advertising. So it's not a matter of us having a free hand at promoting these things, whether we direct them at children or anyone else at the moment, and particularly the way things are moving.